Thank you, young people, for that message and song this evening. And might I take a few moments to say hearty congratulations to all of the boys and girls who took part throughout this whole day. It has been a real joy and a real privilege to be with you today here in Ballymoney and to listen to the boys and girls recite their pieces and sing their gospel songs. Thank you very much indeed. This morning, we thought about the sinner and the sovereign and the signature. We thought about the verse of Scripture that tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Men and women, boys and girls, and on this occasion, mums and dads, grannies and granddads, all fit in when the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We learnt this morning that men and women need to be saved. We learnt this morning that men and women need to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we learnt this morning that men and women need to come and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their own and personal Saviour. And He has promised, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. So how are men and women, and how are boys and girls ever going to be saved? There was a little girl this morning, and I was so encouraged when she read the scriptures to us, because I thought as she read the scriptures, well, there's some verses that she has been reading today that we will be using in the story this evening. And that's a great encouragement when things like that tie in the one with the other. Little girl read part of Psalm 119 this morning. And in Psalm 119 and the verse 105, we read this: Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We also read in Psalm 119 these words: Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So if men and women and boys and girls are to be saved, they need to take heed to the Word of God. Now I'm sure that as the boys and girls who have taken part today in the Children's Day, as they come to Sunday school Sunday by Sunday, they are faithfully taught from the Word of God. Perhaps parents, you have not been through a church door from this time last year. But I'm equally sure that this time last year, you would have heard from the Word of God, you need to be saved. You need to take heed to the Word of God and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So tonight, we're going to think just for a few moments about the Word of God. The Bible. And I've brought some Bibles along with me this evening. Some old Bibles that I have at home. And the first Bible I have here is a picture Bible. It's a picture Bible that my elder brother was given way back in the year 1955. And so this Bible is 54 years old. A picture Bible. But it still would contain verses of Scripture to teach both young and old. They need to take heed to the Word of God to be saved. And it seems to be that it's a family thing. I found amongst some old Bibles that I have, another Bible that my uncle was given. And the same thing, it's a picture Bible, but it was given to him in 1925. Possibly before they had decided to print pictures in colour. But this was my uncle Malcolm's Bible, given to him in 1925. And so this Bible is 84 years old. And way back 84 years ago, he would have read in this Bible words which would have indicated to him that he needed to trust in Christ, that he needed to take heed to the Word of God if ever he was going to be saved. I have another Bible here, and this one was given to a lady called Jenny Williamson in 1923. And some people perhaps who need glasses to read would need really powerful glasses to be able to read the verses of Scripture in this Bible. This Bible is 86 years old. But when this lady, Jenny Williamson, would have read this Bible, she would have been confronted with the gospel of Christ. She would have been confronted that she needs to take heed to the Word of God to be saved. And the last Bible I have with me tonight is a Bible that was given to a lady called Eliza Merrick. And it was given to Eliza, and it says on the front of it, for superior Bible reciting. For superior Bible reciting. And this Bible was presented to Eliza Merrick in the year 1853. And again, it is very, very small, small print. And so this Bible is 156 years old. But she would have read texts of Scripture to indicate to her her need to accept Christ as her Savior. She would have read verses to indicate to her that she needs to claim the promise that him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And as I was thinking about these Bibles and the Word of God, and men and women need to read the Word of God, and through reading the Word of God they will be taught that they need to be saved, I was reminded of another item that quite a few of us are very, very familiar with. And I was comparing these two items, the Bible, the Word of God, with our everyday modern mobile phone. I have my first ever mobile phone many, many years ago. I had this brick or mobile phone, as it was then called. And it's quite a size, and many of the young people would be totally embarrassed and probably disgraced to carry a mobile phone like this around with them. But this was my first mobile phone. And my second mobile phone really was no better. And that was carried around for a considerable amount of time also. And you might say, well, Peter, why are you showing us mobile phones this evening? And as the years went on, the mobile phones got smaller and smaller. And now we have mobile phones that can do nearly anything and everything. But I was thinking that we could compare the Bible and the mobile phone. Because young people today are very adept at sending texts to one another. And 156 years ago, Eliza Merrick was receiving texts that would indicate to her her need of God's salvation. The Word of God gives to us texts of Scripture to show us how we can and must be saved. When you have your mobile phone and somebody sends you a text, you'll get a message on your mobile phone saying, a message sent, if you're the one that's sending the message. And the Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. The Bible tells us that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and it was full of grace and truth. And so God in His sovereignty sent to you and to me these texts of Scriptures, this message that we need to be born again. So the message already has been sent. Then the message is received. And the question must be asked then this evening, have you received the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Have you trusted in Him? Have you accepted Him as your own and personal Savior? You've heard the message. You've heard the text of Scripture read to you and preached. In the land of Ulster, you drive around the countryside and you're confronted with wayside pulpits and you read the texts of Scripture as you drive by. Have they spoken to your heart? Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior? Have you received the message of the gospel? Some of the other things that we can do with messages when they're received are pretty good. But some of them are not so good when we consider the matters before us this evening. I notice in some phones that you can save a message. You can save a message. I'll perhaps read it later. I'll perhaps think about it later. But the message has come to you, and we would warn you of one in the Bible called Felix, who said to Paul, "Go thy way, not just now, but go thy way, and when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." I'll just think about it. Not just at the moment do I want to make a decision. I'll just save the message in my mind. I'll not accept it in my heart just now, but at a convenient season I may call for thee again. Message saved. We don't read in the Bible that Felix ever visited the message again. And then you'll get a message through on your mobile phone. Perhaps it's one that you don't want to read. Perhaps it's from a friend that you don't really want to communicate with anymore. And sometimes a message on the mobile phone will be deleted. And I wonder how many people in this church tonight are in danger of deleting the message that they've often heard of their need for salvation. I wonder how many mums and dads and grown-ups and even boys and girls are in danger of deleting the message that they've heard often, ignoring the message that they've heard faithfully, and in deleting the message, you're putting yourself in terrible danger. Deleting the message. Genesis, we read these words, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." And in deleting the message, in ignoring the message, perhaps for the last time,
you're in danger of grieving the Spirit, and the Bible says, my Spirit will not always strive with man. So when we compare the message that comes to our mobile phone with the message that has come to each one of us in the gospel, are we in danger of deleting that message from our hearts? It's a very dangerous thing to do. Rather, it would be best for you to reply to the message that has come to you of your need of Christ, the message that has come to you that you need to be born again. It's best by far that you reply to that message and that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. The Philippian jailer cried out, what must I do to be saved? That was his reply. What must I do to be saved? And the answer came back, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. It's important, young people. It's important, boys and girls, when you hear the message of the gospel in your Sunday school class, in your Bible class, when you come to the services here in Ballymoney Free Presbyterian Church and you hear the gospel message, it's important, vitally important, that you reply to that message and that you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. A young girl this evening sung very beautifully for us the prayer for a missionary's heart. One last thing that we can do with the message is to forward that message, to send it on to others. And whenever we have experienced the grace and mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, whenever we have been like the psalmist and we have tasted and seen that the Lord is good, well then we should forward the message on to others. Tell others about it. Ask for that missionary's heart so that the message that you have received, the message that you have not deleted, the message that you have received, the message that you have accepted, you can then forward to others that they also might accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you very much indeed for listening. The Lord bless you. Thank you.